26 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. And today is the 26th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat shafakallah. Allah give you complete shifa.
Ameen.
Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Zulhijjah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the messengers and prophets, peace be upon them, alayhimu salatu wassalam. So today we focus on chapter 21, verse 89 and 90. Today Almighty Allah Jalla wala is informing us regarding the narrative and the episode of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam and John the Baptist Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam. He was married for many, many years. In his old age, his wife's name Alisha. And now the desire is there, oh Allah, bless us with the son, not for the material wealth, so that the message and the mission can continue regarding Tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah, regarding Islam, every messenger, prophet selected by Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, not elected by people, and every messenger, prophet, Nabi, Rasul, alayhi salam, was a Muslim, is a Muslim, will always be a Muslim. So we need to understand all this on this day's ijma and consensus. Chapter 21, verse 89, those of you married 20, 30, 50 years, no children, listen to this incident, it will inspire you. Wa Zakariya, and Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya means the one who remembers Almighty Allah. His Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 7 times in the Noble Quran. Idnada Rabbahu, when he cried to Allah. How did he cry to Almighty Allah Jalla wala? That also is mentioned and enshrined in the Noble Quran. Open chapter 19, right in the beginning, and you will find Almighty Allah speaking about him. Idnada Rabbahu nida'an khafiyya, when he cried to Almighty Allah in a soft tone, soft voice, whispering to Allah, no shouting, no screaming. Chapter 19, verses 3, 4, 5. What did he say? Inni wanal azmu minni, Ya Allah, my bones are gone weak and brittle, Ya Allah. Washta'ala ra'su shayba, my hair is gone grayish, whitish, shining, Ya Allah. I'm in my old age, I beg of you. Fahabli min ladunga waliya, yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Yaqub. Ya Allah, grant us that son, so he will continue with your message, Ya Allah. So read chapter 19 and verses 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So Almighty Allah gives him the glad tidings, and that is the good news. Yes, your wife will give birth to the baby, and his name will be Yahya. What you, the Christians, say, John the Baptist. So he cries to Allah, Rabbi la tadharni farda, don't leave me alone, Ya Allah, that I don't have children, I don't have heirs. Wa anta khairul warithin, you are the best one and the greatest one to grant the heirs, Ya Allah, you're the best of the best. He cried, he petitioned, he begged Almighty Allah. Allah says, see all, everywhere Allah using the royal pronoun, we, why? A sign of some, and a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nobody can do that. No professor, no doctor, no physician, no gynecologist. First, jabana lahu, hence we accepted his dua. We responded to his dua and supplication. Wa wahabana lahu Yahya, and we granted him Yahya. So Allah said, this is your son, and his name will be Yahya. Yahya's name is mentioned 5 times in the noble Quran. It means life. And now his wife was very old. What about her? Wa aslahna lahu zawja, and we fixed his wife up, meaning that Almighty Allah made her able, capable, that she could conceive, fall pregnant and give birth. Her name was Alisha. So what a Mubarak family. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in his old age, chapter 37 verse 100, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. You know Surah Yasin, chapter 36. The next surah, that is Surah Safat, chapter 37 verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Grant me pious children. Grant me normal offspring, Ya Allah. Allah blessed him first with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, thereafter Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. So these are two incidents that will inspire us. We must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات. They used to make a haste in the righteous deeds, in the righteous speech, and so forth. Not procrastinate and delay and delay. التسويف من الشيطان. Therefore, in Arabic, it said, "Yeah, to delay, delay, procrastinate is from the Satan and Lucifer." وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, and they would supplicate to us, call us, beg us, رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, with desire and aspirations and hope, وَرَهَبًا, and with fear. So that is Iman, بين الخوف والرجاء. That Iman and faith is, we have that fear also, and we have that hopes and aspirations also. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعًا, and all of them were humble to us. They know our majesty, sovereignty, authority. Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter number 42 and verses 49-50. What does Almighty Allah say? يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Allah Ta'ala mentions daughters first. How Mubarak, blessed, honorable is that family whose first baby and first child is a daughter. So Allah gives a child, people, married couples we're speaking about, obviously, a daughter or daughters. Oh, Allah grants them sons. Oh, yuzawwijuhum dhukranan wa inatha. Oh, He blesses them with sons and daughters. And sometimes, wa yajalu man yasha'u aqima. Allah leaves them barren, no children at all. So remember, chapter 42, verses 49 and 50. Now let us look. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, one of the greatest personalities to walk on this earth, and she has no children. We see that Sayyida Bilal radiallahu anha, the muazzin and caller to prayer, the minister of finance radiallahu anhu warda, no children. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, one of the greatest scholars of Hadith of all time, no children. Then we see in our time, time of Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, no children. So Qudrat ka Karishma, that is the power of Almighty Allah. He gives us sons, He gives us daughters, He gives us twins, He gives no children. So we must have the quality Rida bil Qada, and we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we please with His decree. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You heard the message of our brother Ibrahim Anderson. So he last night 10 o'clock, yeah, he contacted Mauna Arafat, and then 17 people embrace Islam. We say Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. All praise, all thanks, gratitude is solely only for Allah. It's not we are non-entities, we are sinners and transgressors. This is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. 10 men and 7 women, and we gave them the names. Allahumma. So Allah Jalla Wala reward you. And inshallah, brother Ismail, who passed away, he was a Muslim for approximately 10 days, and then he was gunned down and shot, and Allah for all this happened. So he passes away as a shaheed. He will be raised among the shuhada and martyrs, and now his family members, friends embrace Islam. Allah Jalla Wala accept the Islam and make them ambassadors to Islam. Now let us go to the other side and see. Remember, Ismail was a bishop, and our brother Ibrahim Anderson also a priest. They left their Christianity and they entered into the mercy, into Islam, and Almighty Allah guide all of us and guided them. Now let's take you to Canada, and what we see, the Pope is there and is begging the people of Canada, please forgive us. We the Catholic Church, we took these indigenous children and people to school, and then our priest got busy with pedophilia. So that is what I say. The Catholic Church, remember that the monk is one side and the nun is the other side, and then the monkey business goes on, and you see on the other side that they will take the children and then give them vaccine. They will be involved in pedophilia and so many crimes, but yet people will say the Pope is a great person, or they will say that the priests are good people. Obviously, we don't condemn every priest, but we will say today the Church is guilty of multi crimes. That, remember, and one of them is this pedophilia, a stain and a shame on the Christian Church and their priests and the Catholic Church and the other churches as well, if you go and study. So that's one news you must know. Then how can we forget the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel? They telling Russia that you kicked out our agency now, who are recruiting people to come here and make Aliyah and migrate to Israel. There will be consequences. So I want to pose the question. You're listening to me, you're recording me, so send it to your elders and intelligence. You ask these 3 questions. What gives you the right, you, Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, that you can just go across the border and you can bomb Syria, you can bomb Damascus, you can bomb their airport whenever you feel like? Who gives you the right? So must there be consequences or no? You can just go across the border and bomb and steal, remember, water or whatever you want to from Lebanon. So who gives you that right there? Uncle Sam gave you that right. Your grandfather gave you that right. Third one, you can just go into Gaza. You can just bomb their media towers. You can just bomb their building. You can just murder their children. Who gives you the right to do that? And go into the West Bank and steal more land there. And then you say the peace. There's no peace with you. As long as you commit the acts of terrorism, occupation is terrorism. So you Israelis, therefore we say Putin is a harami, but he's good for you. That is teaching you, America, NATO, all a good lesson. And therefore, on that score, we will support him. So that's the second one. See, America is gone so weak. China is telling the world, you Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, you go to Taiwan, and next month, then dance the popper dance. Then you will see military action. So already they're thinking, we got one war already going with Russia. Where are we going to get China involved? But for us, remember, let them fight among themselves. So the Muslims will get stronger and they will get weaker, inshallah, in future. So that is our message to you today. Between 8:30 and 9, Mufti Muhammad Aku of Newcastle will be the special guest of Mona Zahid. Then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir. What happened last night at 10 o'clock, that the 17 brothers, sisters embrace Islam. We will send out the clip, mashallah, this morning. I will send it to Mona Arafat. He also will send it out. Our brother Junaid Motar, Junaid Khan, prepared it this morning when he came 2 o'clock, 2:30. So he was busy with the jinnat, and then he prepared all this for us. Allah reward him. Barakallahu fi.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Barbara and Craig are back in South Africa. AK, I know you don't like the Americans, but let me bring it to your listeners. There's nothing better than South Africa. Mr. AK Kader, Barbara, Ustad.
Hey, Barbara and Craig. What you say? South Africa is local, is lekker, right? You see all the freedom we got there. You can indicate right and you turn left. South Africa, they say no problem. America, at the same time, the ticket will come. Because everything, robots everywhere. And the cameras are working everywhere. Yeah, 90% don't work. You know how it goes. So you like South Africa. Welcome. And back to South Africa. And you listen. Listen to us every day. We are not against America. We like the people of America. That's why we went there twice. We don't like your politicians and their foreign policy. That is what makes America's name stink in Vietnam. That's what makes America's name stink, remember, in Syria and Iraq. That is why their name stinks in occupied Palestine, because of their foreign policy, which you know is not a fair and just policy.
Ustaz, Swaziland, if we are musafirs in a masjid and the imam starts his salah, can we, as musafirs, make a separate jamaat, Ustaz?
No, remember, that's not permissible. You are in the masjid. It's matter of 2, 3, 4 minutes. If you are going to be there, Zohar, Asr time, Isha time, you're going to read 2 rakats and then go away. وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You are causing deliberately your fragmentation, disunity, discord in the rank and file of the Muslim. So it's their salah time. You are in the masjid. You must join the imam and remember that he will read 4 rakats. How long it will take? 5, 6 minutes. And you read 2 rakats, it will take you 2, 3 minutes. So definitely you should and you must join the imam. After the imam salam, then you carry on your journey. No problem with that.
I see Sister Irene says, could you please clarify this for me? AK, HIV was spread through vaccination in South Africa. Ustad, Irene.
Not only South Africa, my sister. This was the white man's policy in the whole of Africa. They said the blacks and Africans, they are a liability to humanity and they just know the begging bowl and so forth. So they opened various hospitals in South Africa, in Africa, and told them, take this vaccine, take this vaccine. It will prevent you from HIV and so forth. All the time they were injecting in them the HIV. What they did in India, Gates and so forth. They told the children to come in their thousands and so forth. And then you see all the after effects and so. But you know, money is sweeter than honey. They buy off the media. They buy off the politicians. Then people, my sister Irene, they become summum bukmun umyun. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. But this is the truth. You must remember. Remember, that is what the New World Order means, that the reset means, the white hegemony. As far as you Africans go, as far as you Asians go, you are a liability and it's better we get rid of you. That's exactly what they are saying. So we must name them, we must shame them and tell them that you are the people who are the real menace to society.
Somebody says, Ustad, I work at Absa Bank and we have a red open day. All staff are compelled to wear the red uniform they're providing for us. I was told that it is haram to wear red for men. Please, Mufti Sab, Give me a clear explanation for me to explain to my superiors why I can't wear red. Riyad, Ustad.
Remember, there are ahadith and there are sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that for men to wear red is not permissible. Therefore, the Hanafi jurists and scholars say, if it is plain red, only red, your shirt, your trouser, your kurta, your izar, whatever, then it's not permissible according to the Hanafi jurists. That's an academic discussion. The Shafis, Hanbalis, and them, they allow it because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore red clothes, or Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, they wore red, and so forth. So all that is in its place. But for you to be looking like Father Christmas and so forth, you must tell them that, see, that I'm working for you, ABC Bank, XYZ Bank, but my first allegiance is to Islam. So therefore, don't impose upon me that I must eat this food and this food. How we will only eat halal. So likewise, our dressing, our attire also will be that which will be according to Islam. We are not a part-time religion. Our Islam is a religion and a code of life. Every minute, every moment, every aspect of our life is governed by laws, and that is what makes Islam a complete and comprehensive religion. So that's how you must explain it to them.
Somebody says, your Ustad, please move this up. My daughter went to Turkey to study. Now they're giving her hell. I'm so disappointed as a father. What our Muslims? Any dua for me to read for her to come back? It's a bit hard for her now to come back. Muslims are disgraced, Ustad.
Yeah, but the first disgrace is you, Baji. For what you had to send your daughter alone to go and study in Istanbul or to go and study in other part of Turkey and so forth. You know, 40, 50 years ago, there was one Baji. Baji means old man. He came to the Maulana, the religious scholar, and he said, Maulvi sahab, dua karwano, mari decree, mari poiri jai London pa, and university ma jai. So Maulvi sahab said, okay, that he came to the Maulana, the sheikh, and said, I'm 40, 50 years ago, I'm sending my daughter alone to go study in London, and please, Maulvi sahab, you make dua for her. So Maulvi sahab, Maulana said, he was a sharpshooter, you're sending her out in the rain, and you're telling me I must make dua, she must not get wet. For what business you had to send her there alone? I'm asking you, Baji. That just for that lousy paper and lousy certificate, you sacrifice the virginity, you sacrifice a haya and shame and modesty, you sacrifice the iman. Do you know there are over 100,000 prostitutes there, majority of them from Russia and so forth, prowling the streets there and roaming the streets of Istanbul and other parts of Turkey? In name, they're all Muslim, but there's no Islam, really speaking. It has a glorious history, there's no doubt about that. The Ottoman Empire ruled for 640 years. But who's to blame? So no sense cursing the Turks and saying they are so forth and so on. They just came out. Do you know Mustafa Kemal Ataturk? He abolished the Khilafat in 1924. Let me give you a history lesson. Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, the Murtad Shaitan, son of Iblis and Lucifer, he demolished and abolished, remember, the Khilafat and the Islamic rule in three continents. He said, there's nothing like that, and obviously the West were with him. And then in 1938, you know how he dies? Worse than a dog, he dies. The last 2 years of his life, remember that the ants and the insects were emanating, coming out of his body. When they wanted to bury him, the land and the sand and the grave did not accept him. And remember, they had to bury him in one chest, in one box, and he's just lying there punished. 100% murtad. No adhan. Murtad means apostate. No adhan in the Arabic language. No namaz and salat in Arabic. And you women must wear mini skirts and so forth. Go and study what he did. So they came from that secular background. Now what's him, Erdogan, they're trying little bit. So that's a big mistake on your part, remember, of sending your daughter there. So make dua and get her back immediately. Remember, it amazes me, it shocks me, how parents can send their daughters alone here and there, and to go and study secular studies, and you set them up for failure from an Islamic perspective. That is the reality. Allah protect us all.
I have to read this question out for you, Ustad. Sir, Who is this guy, Ibrahim Anderson, who is reverting people so often? Doesn't he know the punishment he's getting for taking people out of Christianity? Tell him to stop it or face God's anger. My name is Piston, Ustad.
Piston, I see your pistons in your wheel cap and in your car are not functioning properly, Piston. So let us give you a lesson. You heard yesterday where the Pope is. So the Pope is there in Canada on a trip of contrition. I don't use these words because I know majority people will not understand it. He's gone there to beg the people for a bold apology and he's telling them, forgive us, forgive the Christian church, the Catholic church, forgive the priests and the fathers and pastors and the reverends, but what they did to your children and what vaccines, you know what I mean by vaccines, so they couldn't look after their rifles and so forth, and they were busy with your children. Is this what you're inviting humanity to, pistons?
Sure.
Do you want to give them pistons and vaccines as well? So think about it. Your church is dead. Your church, Christianity, is dead. Who said so, Pastor? Not me. Your BBC said so. Go to their archives. Go to their documentaries. And they said they got nothing to do with Islam. Many times they make anti-Islam sentiments and they express it. So, my brother, Pastor, the rise of the crescent, the new moon. You see, Friday evening, we will scan the sky for the new moon and the crescent. So, the rise of the crescent, the rise of Islam, spread like wildfire, and remember that the decline of the cross, the decline of Christianity. Christianity dead, finished, gone, thrown to the scraps of history. Which Christianity you're talking about? Catholic, Protestant, Anglican, Lutheran? So which one, my brother Piston? One. Two, these are people who are bishops. These are people who are priests. I give you two incidents. Ibrahim Anderson, in my last trip to Durban, I met him there. I hugged him when he told me he's Ibrahim Anderson. And I told him, you are such a great ambassador. And mashallah, you're bringing people, explaining to them, this is what today Christianity is teaching and so forth. What will you say, my brother Piston, to this incident? One, that our brother, sister from Australia came and to South Africa as tourists. They were hearing our program. They embraced Islam, and today they are embraced and making other people, inviting them in Melbourne, in Australia, to embrace Islam. So that's a magnet, my brother Piston. What will you say last night, 10 o'clock at night, 17 people embrace Islam. And why? Because they are family member and elder Ismail, who was in Italy, who was a bishop, 30 years, 33 years he was there. He settles in South Africa. He listens to the program. He listens to Brother Ibrahim Anderson. He embraces Islam. Then who? Maybe a Piston, maybe a Christian, maybe a crazy guy. We don't know who. Guns him down. And in South Africa, you know how it is. Our law enforcement and our justice system is all justice delayed, justice denied. So now the family realizes that our elder embraced Islam, so there must be some magnet in Islam. So my brother, Allah uses whoever he wants to. We thank and appreciate the great efforts of Brother Ibrahim Anderson. Nobody is going to stop. We're telling you, Piston, remove your blinkers and the jaundiced eyes. I'm showing you a red apple. But your eyes got jaundiced, so you tell me it's yellow in color. So that is the problem, Brother Piston. But we pray for you, don't worry. Just now your pistons will be functioning properly.
I mean, Ustad, Brother Ibrahim Anderson says, I know the Roman Catholic Church than him. Until when I die, I will never stop. Ustad.
No, 100%. Allahu Akbar. That's our message. Chapter 61 and verse number 8. And what is that? Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. Their intention and motive is to obliterate and extinguish the nur of Allah, that is the effulgence, radiance of Allah, Islam, with their mouth. shouts and media and TV and televangelists and reverence and what have you. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will let the nur and radiance of Islam spread across the world, and Islam will rule the world. Walau karihal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse number 8. That is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. Allah bless you, Brother Ibrahim Anderson.
SubhanAllah, I see Jonah says that, why don't you always talk about how many people are accepting the Jewish religion? I mean, you're being biased to start, Jonah.
People can't embrace the Jewish religion, man. Jonah, you don't know Judaism. Judaism says you must be born a Jew. Because in Judaism, they believe, that is your belief, corrupted belief, that you are the chosen people of God. So if you are the chosen people, then God chooses you. And then remember, then you become you are born into a Jewish home and so forth and so on. What is the definition of a Jew? I'm asking you, Jonah. You know, when I was in Newcastle 20 years, I used to go deliberately to the CNA and I used to go read the Jewish report there, because there they had a law. As long as you stand, you can read. You mustn't sit. So I said, that suits me fine. So I used to read the Jewish report.
Mm-hmm.
That battle raged on for years and years. Who is a Jew? Sometimes they said the mother must be a Jewess, then you are a Jew. Sometimes they would say you must believe in ABC, then you are a Jew. Then the people who are the modern Jews and not the Orthodox Jews, so they would say, no, but you're excluding us. So this battle till today rages on in the Jewish circles. That's one. Two, my brother, I give you South African history. You don't know this, Jonah. Be honest, right? There was a guy, Saul Kirzner, big guy with the casinos and all that. He wanted to marry Ellen, and what's her name? Creel, Annalene Creel. Oh yes. She was his wife. She was not Christian. She was not Jewess. So they had to go through a whole rigmarole and all that, because why? She won the crown of South Africa, Miss World and all that, Annalene Creel and whatever. So then, because of that, and still she was considered a second, third class Jew or Jewess and so forth. So you know that people, what you did were the Ethiopian Jews. You brought them there, the Falasha Jews. You treat them as second class, third class, fourth class. When they want to donate blood, you say, don't accept the blood of the African, because they will give you AIDS and they'll give you the sickness. That is what you do, Jonah. Speak the truth, Jonah, that you are not a chosen people, you are a cursed people. Because today's lesson, chapter 21, verse 89, Zechariah and John the Baptist, you Jutlas, you Jews, you murdered these prophets and messengers. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. And then you try to assassinate and kill Jesus, peace be upon him, Allah forbid. And then you try to assassinate and murder Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. So that is your history. So don't come and tell us about, what is your population? 15 million in the whole world, not more than 16 million. Your Haaretz newspaper carried it. So if you are propagating, there should be many more. So Jonah, speak truth. Don't come with a hasbara and with propaganda. Yeah.
SubhanAllah. Ustaz, somebody wants to know, if an event is sponsored by an alcohol company, can we as Muslims attend the event, like going to watch a live cricket match at the stadium?
All haram. All professional sport haram, for this very reason. You must remember that people will be sponsored by the alcohol companies. People will be sponsored by the banks, the interest banks. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. So it's all haram. All the soccer, cricket, professional, all haram, wherever it takes place. Don't fool yourself. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The Satan, Lucifer and his progeny, they adorn and they embellish and beautify all these vices, and then you go crazy, you know. So that is how they play the game. Remember that. Okay, we have our brother Uwaisi. He's ready to render the news. So inshallah, you listen to the news 6 o'clock by brother Uwais, and thereafter Fajr Adhan, and thereafter inshallah al-Azim will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu fiqh. Make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.